Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah. I salute all the pastorate of the house, great men and women that are, you know, assisting our fathers for this great work or commission. We give God the glory, the elders of this august house. We thank God for your lives in Jesus' name. Amen. Tonight, let me read you something prolific from God's word, just one verse of scripture. Acts chapter 20, verse number 32 only. It is a very popular verse of the Bible. Acts, the 20th chapter, the 32nd verse only. The Bible said, "Now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up among all them that are sanctified." We'll just want to take this stroke of scripture so that we can disseminated in our time of waiting upon the Lord. I will not take too much time. I will stick within the parameters of the time. Amen. When the year is going to a close like this, this is a time where Christians like yourself, who are astute and serious, make a lot of demand on the presence of God, especially when you have a prophetic word hanging on your life. This is not a time to joke at all. This is a very crucial, a very pertinent, and a very serious moment to remain in the presence of God. I thank God for all the great ministers of God who have come through to speak God's mind and God's heart to you since we started this fasting and prayer. We give God the glory for their lives. But I believe that God has sent every prophet or prophetic voice in your life for a reason and season, for a particular purpose. We have almost like 19 or 20 something days, I'm not too sure, 20 something days to the close of the year. 27 or 26, I'm not too sure. 27 to the close of the year. Now, when I look carefully at the scripture, if I would like to attempt to exegete this particular text, he said, "Now, brethren, I commend you to God." This is Apostle Paul, who was leaving one of his august meetings, and whilst he was leaving the church or the ecclesia, he released this benediction upon the church. "I commend you to God, to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up." I realized that there was a building up before an inheritance. Before the Lord can release or discharge that which we are believing him for, there must be a building up. Because a lot of people, a lot of Christians have received all manner of blessings. And ladies and gentlemen, because they were not built up, they leave the presence of God and the enemy antagonizes the breakthrough. So I've heard him, you know, a lot of times there are so many attacks. They tell me, you know, I'm going through attacks. You will go through attacks when you are not built up. The devil knows himself that you are seated in Christ far above all principalities and powers. He knows clearly that where there is fire, he doesn't joke with it. Where the fire is clearly burning. The sad thing in my generation is that standards are being lowered. And when standards are being lowered, the enemy has a field day. In our first and prayer, we would like to consider a few things that will be considered as building up. That builds you up. One of the things when I entered, worship builds you up. It is not just a song. The heart that lifts the song, it builds you up. Your faith, for example, builds you up. Your love for God and his Christ builds you up. We are living in a generation where compromise is one cheap commodity that, you know, we are dealing with. So building yourself up in this particular, you know, dispensation of time is very crucial. In our fasting and praying, you know, ladies and gentlemen, we will want to consider very carefully building up like your first love. We need to go back to it. You know, this is not just a fasting and prayer that is going to be channeled towards, you know, I want this and that is what I am praying towards. Because in all the fastings and prayer in the scriptures, from all the prophetical, from 40 days to 70 days to 21 days to 14 days to 7 days to 3 days to 1 day, all are outlined to start in a particular pattern. It begins with sanctification. I am amazed when I look at this particular scripture, and I'm looking at to give you an inheritance among all them that are sanctified. Sanctified. God will never throw his precious rubies on the swine. That is why so many people have been praying at Achia, Achimota Forest, Ojianuma Mountains, Agape, still are not seeing the glory of God. When I consider our prayer levels in Ghana, I am not shocked. The level of prayer and the level of response. I don't know any nation that prays more than we do. But and when I look carefully, categorically, you know, I like the way, you know, you are all intimidating me at this moment, you know. The attention level is unbelievable. I know you are wondering, what is he coming to say? You know, I will tell with you. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. To build yourself up. I'm glad that this year is our year of prayer. And when I talk about our first love, this is the time to go back to our midnight cry, like we do every Friday with my father. You know, 12 midnight, we just got to galaba da karaba adegadaba. I like it the way, you know, sometimes we don't even come out with a particular or a specified prayer topic. And so, you know, when we start the cry, make sure you don't yawn towards me, because I have an agenda just like you have an agenda. We are building up ourselves, just like, you know, in the book of Jude, building up yourselves in your most holy faith and praying in the spirit. It's a crucial moment. It's a crucial moment. Whilst we are sitting here in our fasting and prayer, the enemy, has gone into amalgamated alliance with woman. They are having a good meeting. How this year must end. Get your loins. It's a crucial moment. This is not a time, you know, of relaxation. This is the time where we take it by force. Built up to take it. Built up for an inheritance. Before we talk about an inheritance, let's talk about building up just a little bit. Building up a strong conviction. Building up your faith. Building up yourselves in the Lord. There are coming too many missiles in this particular moment. We need to be able to brace ourselves. I'm telling you, for all the battle arrows that are flying. Just this morning at dawn, You know, I was reading the news after prayer before I left for the radio station. And then one of the news that I read on the portal, very interesting content of the news, a police officer that was escorting cash, you know, somewhere in the, you know, Brahafo place. You know, this guy just, you know, serving on his duty. Two armed robbers met the cash car. Pump action guns. Pump action is an interesting device. A buffer high, it be too high. It didn't shoot anywhere. He is somebody's husband, somebody's son, somebody's brother, somebody's church member. Build up yourselves, because when the year is coming to a close like this, there emanates noise, and noise has got to be silenced. Noise. Let me give you examples of what noise is. A young man was building at Kanda, very young, brilliant young man. God has been gracious to him, giving him some revenue. He's built up a four-story structure. The morning he went in to speak to the contractor about a particular place he wanted them to alter. While they were having the meeting, the building caved in. This is 4 years ago. You can go to the archives of the news. You will remember what I'm talking about. 4 years! Four people died, including the owner of the property. We call it noise. Demonic noise. It's just noise. He's gone. I don't want to mention names, but one of the people whose death cut my heart and whose, you know, investigation up to today have not found justice. Honorable J.B. Dankwa Edu. A young man has got a brilliant project sitting somewhere at Labadi. It's just stuck. You know what that is? Noise. Noise came to your space and you refuse to silence it. So all these anointings that have been released and unleashed throughout this year, now it's time to bring them out, to stop demonic noise that is emanating in your space. I would like everybody to understand that this is the time of building up yourselves, and building up yourselves involves rebuking demonic installation and noise. Oh yeah. Yeah. Sabre and Grofa Bodoso, and you know, chanting all manner of things. All they are doing is to ensure that you don't succeed. But you have a God in heaven who sits enthroned in the cherubim of glory upon the mercy seat. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, praise yourself. It is warfare. It's war. It's war. See, that's why I tell people, make sure nothing that belongs to the devil is with you. Nothing that is of the devil, make sure, is not with you. It's war. We rebuke, we break, we destroy. But make sure your hands are clean of blood. Make sure. Because the enemy you are fighting has devices. Not a device. Let's use your phone, for example, or your tablet, for example. Just one device can do a lot of things. Your device is a television. The same device is a camera. It's a still photographer. It's a calendar, it's a radio, it's a calculator. It is, you know, a device that can help you learn music, learn driving, learn cooking, learn everything. Just one device. It speaks, you know, it records. It is a scanner. It is, you know, it is a blood pressure machine checker. It is all these things. Just one. Can you imagine the devices of the devil? We just talked about only one device. It splits into a spectrum. Does a lot of things. And so Paul said, I do not want you to be ignorant of his devices. Tonight I want you to understand. There are two things, or there is a dichotomous event in the realm of the spirit. Number one, there is blessings that are outstanding, belonging to you, that needs to come to you. That is number one. Number two, you know, the enemy is ensuring that before we change over, we change over. He engages you in a battle. So I'm telling you to build up yourself. Brace yourself. Many people have gone through all kinds of vicissitudinous events in their lives. And ladies and gentlemen, when you think about it, you realize that somebody put it, what am I trying to say? Somebody put it in a nice way recently when we were in a shop buying iron rods. He said, well, if you do not brace yourself in this, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, by the time you open your eyes, the enemy has destroyed everything around you. And that is very true. I'm telling you, you know, sometimes when people, they tell you that, you know, your blood pressure is not normal and all these kind of things. Sweet! If you don't build yourself, you will be accepting some of these reports. Question is, which of the Bible patriarchs or matriarchs had blood pressure? Which of them? Tell me anybody in the Bible who had stroke. If you say he's the same yesterday, today and forever, hey, then certain things will have to get out of our space. Children are getting out of our hands. You cannot tell me you are a Christian and your children are now refusing to come to church. Worldly canal. The music they play in your house, you are beginning to wonder whether your house is a club. I'm telling you, you are a Christian. What they are, but your children are at home. They have refused to come. And I'm asking you, ladies and gentlemen, this is the time to build ourselves before the year goes to an end. We are not given chances and we are not leaving any stone unturned. This battle will be finished nicely in a year of prayer. Everything that belongs to you, you will take it by force before the year comes to an end. I'm speaking to somebody prophetically in the name of Jesus. The battle in your dreams, tonight we will finish it. The battle in your finances, tonight we will finish it. We will remind the realm of the spirit that the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. Oh yeah, you can clap these hands. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We will stop noise, demonic installations. We will. If you think that the devil is going to sit quietly for you to just embrace your trophy, it's a lie. It's a lie. It's a lie. Papa, there are battles going on. A lot of them. A lot of them. That sometimes when we come to church and we are sitting like this, dressed good, smelling good, driving nice car, everybody thinks you are okay and good. But actually, you are bleeding. Yeah. You know, sometimes I feel like telling the Christians, get off this hypocritical facade. Let's get off the sheets and let the Lord know where we stand. And TM for help when you need one. Scream for help if you need one. These days, our makeup and our demeanor composure is refusing us the opportunity to even cry before God. Yeah, and some crying to me, ma. Yeah, oh Lord. Whilst Papa is, you know, leading worship. I like it when it comes to the point that he will say, sing it. What about what? Sing it. Somebody's on. I'm telling you, we are disconnected from the move. And I came, you know, Galatians chapter 5, verse number 16, where the Bible talks about the flesh is warring against the spirit. Therefore, walk in the spirit so that you will not fulfill the desires of the flesh. This flesh, do you know what this flesh wants to do? This flesh. And Nehemiah, this flesh wants to do will amaze you. This flesh will do things. By the time no year bachelor, you will know this flesh has messed up. By the time you know what this flesh can do, it will shock you. In recent times, I've been blown away by the things that, you know, people who call themselves Christians can do because of this flesh. When I look at verse number 17, it said, for the flesh lusted against the spirit and the spirit against the flesh. And these things are contrary one to the other. So you cannot do the things that you would. I'm telling you, you know, if we are going to praise ourselves or build ourselves for the inheritance, oh, then you will have to switch from the flesh to the supernatural. Before I have connected very well, synchronized very well, syncopated very well into the spirit. The Christians cannot syncopate. Because when the witch in your hometown knows you are in church, but you don't know where they are. I'm shocked the kind of dreams Christians are having. Dreams. See, you are anointed. What are all these crazy dreams? One person was telling me a goat was in a tuxedo and was speaking English. A goat is speaking English. In your dream, you are backslided. A goat is speaking English. In your dreams. Wake up! It's time to rekindle the flame. Wake up! I'm telling you. I was at the airport the other day. A gentleman walked to me and said, I will tell you where I know you. No oil. I said, no flame. No oil, no flame. I realized the fire is quenching. Quenching! The Christians are now lacking fire. Fire! Take off. Because the oil is drying. Oil, dry. You can't stay on Facebook for 3 hours. You cannot stay in prayer for 30 minutes. Oil! It's drying up. That is why we cannot stand before even demons. We'll be catching the word. Dream and say, train abi huna hopo. Interesting. I was in Lagos for a crusade. And that night, whilst I was going to preach, they said they were installing a fetish priest. These guys came with guns. Double barrel guns, about 5 of them. Pow! Pow! And Christians. Because they are installing one student fetish priest. And I said, I have finished my preaching. Open the door. Let me go home. They said, Papa, you can't go. These people, they will have to finish what they are doing. I'm saying, no, no. Yefrizungu. Frizungu. Shah. Chani Okano. Frizungu. When you want to be, when you fool,
Masida, open the door.
Me be a Bruno. First person carrying the gun, bow down. Papa, I watch you every day on Facebook and I'm saying, Jai Jimmy, you know. You watch me on Facebook, any Jimmy, eh? Jai Jimmy, you know. Obia would hear me preaching by now, Nyansa go to him. By now, I can search it up and it dream. By now, Nyami Sulo Wanakumem. You cannot listen to such a message. Emma me this and say wouldn't make a Christophone in the engine park a son of my help. And who flew? Because there is no fire. No fire. Yeah, Daniel, move. I'm telling you, hey. Let you know, people not go to their hometown and you know, auntie, I will be leaving next week, but they are leaving tomorrow morning. Because Wakase, I'm leaving tomorrow morning. They know their bus will not arrive in this Accra. Everybody in this place listening, when iron sharpen iron, it is the greater iron and the sharper iron that becomes predominant. At the end, people are hiding when they carry power and authority. I don't understand. Because the oil is drying and the flame is quenching. One Christian, only one, can bring an explosion of revival to our country. Only one. Only one. I want to challenge you tonight. Wake up. It's time to build up. Wake up. It's time to build up. Let us have addicts of Jesus Christ one more time. Lovers of Jesus Christ one more time. Let the revival of the scriptures come back to my generation. Let the revival of the apostles of Pentecost come back again. Let the revival of Calvary Road come back again. Let the revival of Scripture Union come back again. Let the revival, I don't know who I'm talking to, let the revival of James McKeon come back again. Let the revival of Stephen Stanley Mensah on the days of cafeteria, Holy Ghost Action Campaign, come back again. Oh, you can clap those hands. Clap those hands. I was preaching at an apostolic church. The moment I took the microphone, I said to them, this church was started by Apostle and him. The flame which started this church is dead. Not is quenched. Dead. Semope, Shoba, go back to your prayer closet and seek God. I was invited by Tobinko, his wife, invited me to opening of a dorm, an event center. Many, many ministers of state, mayor of Accra, members of parliament, and all that. I was wondering why they invited me. Because I don't like events like that. So they said, we'll give you 5 minutes. I said, that will be too much. That will be too much. I just need a minute. So I took the microphone and said, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I kindly will bring you a message from the Lord. I would like all of you to understand that no matter your standing in life, your notoriety, and all the impact you have made in life according to the standards of men, I will just want to remind you that you are all dust. And God will judge all of you. God will judge all of you. That's why I'm making you me boy. God will judge all of you according to your works. All the hotels you are buying for Legon and UCC girls it shall be judged. All the things that are done at Kofodia on the weekends, in my hometown on the weekends, by people that are supposed to be honorable, God will judge. Have a nice evening. The woman said, I didn't exhaust 2 minutes, so they give me 1 hour. I said, Mommy, are you sure? 1 hour I would take, and then someone may be canon. Sister, we need the flame back. You know, young man can propose to a young lady, I want to marry you. 3 months, I don't want to marry you anymore. The reason is because they are joking with your heart. But if your heart was in a container of fire, they dare not tell you. Yakob promise come for ba. Promise come for ba. Seme wareu. Promise the daughter of a witch doctor or a fetish priest and forget yourself and change your mind. Sabre, you will be like a pregnant woman with triplets. The flame must return back. Flame, it has to come back. Tonight, we have been praying about a lot of things, but tonight, if there is anything we are asking God, revive thy works in the midst of the years. Stir us again. We need a stirring. Something in our hearts that will not make you sleep. In the night, you go, and then the people, are you mad? You are more than mad, because this goes beyond psychotics. It goes beyond neurotics. It goes beyond any of the crazy stuff. It is Holy Ghost. You are forgotten. The days where you could not sleep because the prayer will not leave your spirit. Let the flames come back again. We need the flames again. The reason why most of you are maltreating your wives and your husbands is because there is no oil. Oil, you will cherish a woman like a precious treasure. What do you mean by oil? And as we acquire him, sister, heaven may abo. Men am catch it out. We should tell people that God does not work like that. He has done. Even British embassy, American embassy have their own standards. You do it this way, we meet you. We consider your application. We grant you a visa. You don't flout those rules. If your appointment is 7 o'clock, you are there at 6. Because you want a visa. Maybe some America, the end of the day. I know you are quiet because you wouldn't have a visa. But seriously speaking, everybody who have traveled, like my father who have traveled all around the world, you know, will tell you that everywhere is the same. Everywhere is the same. There are nice places and ugly places. There are nice malls, nice hotels, the roads, you know, interchanges and all. Everywhere is the same. You are going to enjoy the place. You come quickly because, you know, you can't enjoy the place anymore. Yeah. And the thing is very simple. You follow the rules. Fill the form this way and all that. When you're doing this online thing and some of the things they said, this one is a requirement. It's a prerequisite. If you don't fill this part, it doesn't go to the next page. You obey. Why, when it comes to God, we don't want any standards? Everything is anyhow. Why? Let's come back to the order of the Holy Spirit and bring back the fire of His revival. Stand to your feet everywhere. You know, clap your hands unto the Lord. Give Him glory in the house of God. Tonight we are telling the Lord, stir us again. Stir us again. This is one of the parts in the fast and prayer which we really need. Count on me. Make me an ambassador on earth. Depend on me. Even as you are gathering the end time harvest. These are things we don't even talk about anymore. Huh? Look at how you came out, you know, from the cafeteria days. Look at how, from your SU days, from your Calvary Road days, you know, and all that into, joyful word days. Let's go back for the fire. I'm telling you, the Lord is counting on you. When I look at the way other religions are spreading their tentacles, it is scary. We need a stirring of the Spirit. Sometimes when I look at the way, you know, we chase after prophets in court, it amazes me because you are a prophet. Open your heart to the prophetic houses. Let it come forth. The Spirit of Jesus Christ is the gift, is the gift of prophecy. The Spirit of Jesus Christ is the gift of prophecy. If Jesus Christ lives in you, you are a prophet. You carry a precious word for yourself and for other people. We need a stirring, I'm telling you. Not a stirring only for prayer and fasting and, the anointing and fire. We even need a stirring for holiness. Holiness! Holiness. A stirring for a pure conscience. We need that. Holiness, righteousness, piety, purity, sanctity. We need a stirring for that. The police are not there, but you will do the right thing because the Holy Spirit is in your heart. We need a stirring for that. We need a stirring where if your wife is on a trip to America, no matter what happens at that party, your dross is not going down. Yes, sir. Unkame kramaka ubetie. Ubetie. Yeah. It has become normal. I tell people, wherever you do business, your office, in a taxi, in a trotro, that place, no promiscuity in that environment. If you try it, you will collapse the business. I'm telling you, I don't care how deep wealthy you are, it will collapse. So, the truth of the matter is that I am not too shocked at the collapse of these financial institutions. You don't know what happens during lunchtime. I'm telling you the truth. We need a stirring of holiness again. Another thing we will need is the fear of God. Nyamisuro. Fear for God. If you fear God, you will pay your duty. Accurately. If you fear God, no illegal electricity connection to your house. No illegal connection of water. You will not hack into somebody's internet system and you are using it in your house. If you fear God. If you fear God, your roadworthy certificate on your vehicle will be accurate. Oh yeah, ungame oh. If you fear God, your driver's license will be valid. I'm talking about the fear of God. Hey, the fear of Almighty God. Your two hands are lifted. Somebody ask the Lord, stir us again. Stir us again. Stir us again. Open your mouth. Come on. This is the prayer for tonight. We've been praying for cash. We've been praying for opportunities. We've been praying for favor. We've been praying for openings. We've been praying for all manner of things. Tonight, stir us. Revive us. Oh God, again, one more time, we need your revival. Somebody open your mouth. Dira! Zilaba Atelele. Can I hear you? Rada! Tell us. One more time. Rihanna. Pana. Nicarabado. Panaria. Rigalaba. Rabada. Apando. Hazanda. Titata. Rina Story. Revive us again. Renew us. Refine us. Our last but one prayer. We want to hide you and your family in the presence of God and in the blood of Jesus. And no weapon formed against you within the short period will ever prosper. Jesus. The Lord will preserve you in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want you to remember as you pray to mention your children, your husband, your spouse, your wife, you know. Mention them, hide them in the glory, in the name of Jesus. Come on, lift your voice in Jesus' name. This is for preservation. This is for sustenance. This is for covering. Dear! Hallelujah. And this is our last prayer now. We are left with 27 days before we release that prophetic prayer. I am going to immediately after that, we are going to trust God. There's many people who want to just honor the Lord with only 270 cities. Tomorrow night will be, you know, another special night. You can bring it to the altar of God. You see that 270 up to, within that, up to 27 Ghana cities. Number of days outstanding, we are trusting God that he will preserve you, protect you, defend you, fight for you. In Jesus' precious name. Now, we declare in the name, within this 27 days, whatever that is outstanding, whatever prophetic word, sister, within this short time, the Lord can glorify himself. Oh, yes, sir. We pull down every blessing that you are eligible to. In the name of Jesus, come on, lift your voice in prayer within just 1 minute.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tessano Worship Center near Tessano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.